This is it. Fuck y'all. This is it. Right.
Le funk charnel au féminin. I believe in love. Des années 60. I believe in sex. Sur le mothership, Funky Revolutions. Ces femmes, ces musiciennes, ces réalisatrices qui ont exprimé leur sexualité dans le soul et funk. La musique de Bette Davis, Lalomi Washburn et Sylvia Robertson, en autres. Les samedis, de 14h à 16h, sur les ondes du peuple, 90.3 FM, CKUK. Their music, was hot,
I just say it was raw.
Sur les ondes du peuple, 90,3 MF à Montréal. Restez bien des nôtres avec moi-même Khalid. Ces espaces, ces rythmes, dit funky. Ces dernières des solutions, la révolution. Nous continuons cette semaine avec la troisième partie de notre série « Leur musique était chaude », le funk charnel au féminin des années 70. Autour d'une dédicace de Bette Davis, cette figure fulgurante de la liberté sexuelle et le hard funk, nous écoutons la musique essentiellement des années 70, de femmes qui affirmaient à travers leurs compositions, leurs productions et leur musique, leur liberté sexuelle et sensuelle. On s'approche d'une autre ère, moins controversée, cette liberté, cette jouissance du disco. Et on s'approche un peu plus des traditions intégro blues et rhythm and blues, de cette musique suggestive, sensuelle, le soul de l'amour. Sur les ondes du peuple 90,3 MF, restez bien des nôtres. You sexy thing. We'll be right back. Giving praise to that principle, that pleasure, the pleasure principle, at the heart of the funk. The Parlettes from 1978, the title track to their album Pleasure Principle on Funky Revolutions, with myself, Khalid. As we continue and end our series, their music was hot, carnal female funk from the 1970s. This last and third part allows us to get into some of the other strong funk and rhythm and blues women of the 1970s who affirmed their sensuality and their sexuality. We begin to move also into the disco era where that liberty was almost essentially taken for granted. But it was a liberty that was paved and paid for by figures like Betty Davis. We've got the chance to explore the music of Lolome Washburn and Sylvia. We continue now with other important figures such as Betty Wright and Millie Jackson, more traditional in their song approach and the heartbreaking blues of the soul. We started with Charlotte Leslie, Les filles c'est fait pour l'amour, and then Mongo Santa Maria, an exception to today's program, avec A la carte hey from 1988, You Sexy Thing, and then Judy Cheeks from a 1978 album, Please Give Me This Night, with Why Don't You Kiss Me Baby. We ended last week's program with a feature on Sylvia, this artist who had successes from the 50s into the 90s with her own music and with her label Sugar Hill, a pivotal figure in creating that pivotal song, The Message. Through their Sugar Hill record label with her husband, Robinson would put out Rapper's Delight by the Sugar Hill Gang and create the impetus for The Message by Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. Thought we'd end with a couple more tracks from Sylvia and this period in the 1970s. This is from her release in 1973, Pillow Talk. Give me a little action.
Save the words for later, baby. BTW and live theater is back. Black Theater Workshop and La Manufacture present Pipeline. We are back after 2 years with a dual language presentation of the off-Broadway hit Pipeline by Dominique Morisseau, translation by Mishka Lavigne. Pipeline shares the story of Nia, a single mother and teacher dedicated to the success of her students and her teenage son Omari. Tensions are mounting at his school, and Nia must find a way to rediscover her connection with her son and his connection with himself. Pipeline will be presented at Théâtre La Licorne from April 12th to 23rd in English and April 26th to May 8th in French. For tickets, call 514-523-2246 or visit théâtrelalicorne.com. This is a Black Theater Workshop production and a CKUT co-presentation.
My fist is warming, my mouth to
Two on Funky Revolutions in our series. Their music was hot carnal female funk from the 1970s. Sylvia Robertson from 1977, Fingers Do the Walking. Before that, Give Me a Little Action. She was one of those figures I wanted to investigate in this series. Women who assumed their sensual and sexual liberty, both in music and in business, in producing music and in creating their musical path. Interestingly enough, Sylvia Robertson's biggest composition was sung by Shirley Brown and Company in about 1976, the song Shame, Shame, Shame. As we continue on the flight of the mothership, we'll go to a Shirley Brown track from 1977, her self-titled record, Said I Wasn't Gonna Love You No More.
No more love. Ding dong, daddy, your dinner is done. Your little mama's working up a storm, just trying to keep your dinner warm.
I can tell you heard the ding dong. Ding dong, daddy, don't let it ring too long.
If you want it nice and hot, come and see what little mama's got. I got something you like a lot, waiting for you in my cooking pot.
I know for sure you heard the ding dong. Ding dong, daddy, don't let it ring too long. Ding dong, daddy, you're so swell. Ding dong, ding, you really ring my bell. And just as soon as dinner's done,
stand around and look, come and get it from the cook. You better come when you are told, or you will get your dinner cold.
You better act like you heard the ding dong. Ding dong, daddy, don't let it ring too long.
So swell, do you really ring my bell? And just as soon as dinner's done, ding dong, we're gonna have some fun. Don't you dare stand around and look, come and get it from the cook. You better come when you are told, or you will get your dinner cold.
You better act like
a set much more reflective of the tradition of acceptable soul, rhythm and blues, heartache and sensuality. From 1976, her self-titled album, Dee Dee Bridgewater, Every Man Wants Another Man's Woman. Before that, from 1967, Yvonne Wise, Ding Dong Daddy. So very much typical of the innuendo and suggestiveness that made the blues devil's music. This is much more typical of what you'll find in the tradition of rhythm and blues. Songs like Tall Skinny Papa by the gospel star Rosetta Tharpe. These songs, these kinds of innuendos, these kinds of suggestiveness, this kind of play was very typical. And that's why I was kind of interested in how shocking someone like Bette Davis would be in the 1970s, a period of liberation, sexual, sensual, with feminism and civil rights movements and the beginnings of LGBTQ rights, civic actions, that a woman who assumed wrote her own songs was so controversial. And yet, the songs that we heard in this last set are much more typical of what you would hear. Songs written by men in a male-dominated industry, a little lewd. And then in the next hour, we're really going to get into that typical period of, well, you know, learn how to love your man better, or my broken-hearted touch, or I can't resist you kind of themes that animate soul, rhythm, and blues history. We're going to get into Betty Wright, one of those hard rhythm and blues rocking figures like Carmen McRae, Millie Jackson, who are also known for their innuendo. This is Betty Wright kind of conceiving this era in her own way, including in a medley, Pillow Talk by Sylvia, Clean Up Woman, and You've Got the Love, Mr. Soul and Rhythm and Blues, as we get into the music of the 70s with Betty Wright on Funky Revolutions. My name is Khalid. This is the People's Power Station, CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
My first 2 million seller, the cleanup woman.
Reason I know.
I think it's Maria Muldoon. She's the one that sang the song Midnight at the Oasis. You know what she was talking about, don't you? I know you do. But anyway, it went a little bit like this. You won't need no harem, honey. When I'm by your side. And you won't need no camel. Oh, no. When I'm taking for a ride. Just clean up, yeah. Just clean up. Talking about cleaning up. Now, this is the part that I like, y'all. I want to talk to the fellas. And let's see if we have any fellas here tonight. Can I get all of the fellas to say, yeah? Oh, yeah, they are here tonight, ladies. Shouldn't be sitting alone now. Fellas, I've been watching you tonight. Smiling and grinning from ear to ear. And we gonna wipe it off for you right now. With this first cleanup man, but you shouldn't be smiling, seriously. It's Brother Billy Paul, and think about it. You don't know who Mrs. Jones is. Could be your number one lady. You sure stop smiling fast. Now, can't you hear Brother Billy testifying about the love that he feels for your woman?
The Community Media Advocacy Center is hosting a series of consultative events titled Building an Anti-Racism Strategy for Canadian Broadcasting. Made possible with support from the Anti-Racism Action Program at Canadian Heritage, these important and timely events will help confront barriers experienced by Black, Indigenous, and people of color in the media.
Events will be hosted in Montreal, Vancouver, Halifax, Calgary, and Winnipeg, culminating in a national conference to be held at Carleton University in Ottawa. These events will host presentations and open forums to develop an anti-racism strategy that will reduce barriers to participation in media and broadcasting policymaking for racialized Canadians.
Register for free to join the event in person at UQAM on Saturday, April the 30th. Presentation